283.
Free Talk Live, 855, 453. You can give us a call. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. It's the live Sunday edition. And when I say live, yeah, I mean it. We're live on a Sunday. And I know that doesn't happen in talk radio much. I know
they might not believe us unless there's a technical problem like sometimes there is.
They just think it's a recorded technical problem.
Right. Well, if you don't believe us, you can call us and bring up anything that's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Indeed. So go right ahead and do that. 855-450-FREE. Brian?
Yes.
Apparently there's a showdown to be had.
Yeah. The second of its kind, actually, so far that we know of.
Google Glass, there's news?
There's news. This is from The Verge, and it's battle over Google Glass etiquette erupts in another Seattle diner. Glass.
I can't wait to hear
this. Oh, yeah, yeah. In another one, that's the key word, because this happened, there is like the Long Something Cafe, I think, was the other one. They'll probably mention it in the article here.
Wait a minute. First, is Seattle like a concentration of hipsters where a lot of people have Google Glass?
I don't know if it's a concentration of hipsters. You know what? It is, because there's these ridiculous they're not even television shows, like Portlandia, that all has to do about.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I mean, these shows are just totally banal, you know, in what they are. So, yes, it is full of hipsters. That's true. Google.
Wow, I want to be a hipster. How do I do it?
Actually, you know, apparently I'm a hipster, so I'll give you lessons.
Okay,
sometime.
You just basically, if you take Brian's lead, if everybody else likes something, you hate it.
Ah, yes.
Okay.
I already feel that way. But I thought that's not a hipster, that's a contrarian. So we just need a better term.
Yeah,
all right, go ahead.
Right. But a hipster's got to be like
hair.
A hipster has to like the thing originally. Before everybody else does, and then once they all start liking it, then you got to hate
it. Or at least claim that
they did. A contrarian just instantly hates everything that everybody does.
No, I'm just a contrarian. Yeah.
You're a little too clean cut to be a hipster.
Hipster, yeah, I don't have what it takes. And yeah. I can't keep my clothes hipsterish because I'm a farmer. So, you know, mud and whatever else gets on farmers gets on my clothes, so I don't have nice ones.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, as long as you like the mud before it was cool, then you can do one.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, let's see. Google Glass has been available to early adopters for nearly 9 months, and some merchants are doing their best to keep it out of their establishments. Now, if you're not really sure what Google Glass is, Google Glass is a device that Sergey Brin, one of the co-founders, co-creators of Google, he came up with in the Google X Labs, which it looks kind of like a visor, like, you know, kind of like glasses. That's where the word glass comes from, even though it doesn't actually have any glasses on it. You can put like a sunglass piece on it, but it really doesn't look like glasses at all.
It's more like it's just the top part of the glasses. It's just like it's like a
rim. Yeah.
It's a rim across the top.
Right. And it has this little clear cube, that goes over your right eye. And I guess you could adjust it to where it could go over your left eye too. It has a camera built in on it that faces outward, and it essentially projects the picture of, you know, whatever's going on, because it works like a smartphone almost, the Google Glass does.
Uh-huh.
And it will project the screen, because you don't have a screen in front of you like you would with a smartphone, and it projects that onto your eye, and it has apps on it just like your average smartphone would. It runs on Android, of course, because it's made by Google. So that's what Google Glass is.
And it's kind of like, I guess, you know, it's the visor. It's a sort of a visor thing, in that it's just the top bar of a sunglass thing.
Right.
And it only goes over one eye.
Right.
Right.
Right. And just barely goes. It doesn't actually cover the eye. It just kind of gets off in the periphery of the eye.
But still, this is like an ophthalmologist's worst nightmare, because, like, if you have lenses over your eye, even if they're not corrective lenses, it can mess with your vision.
This isn't a lens, though. This is a thing.
Right, yeah, I know. Lens. It's a piece of glass, but still just the fact that there is something over one eye, and okay. then perhaps it's projecting, like, the weather or whatever mm-hmm. onto your eye, that messes with your eye, like, neurologically. Like, it changes your brain, because your brain adjusts the way that your eyes are seeing.
Yeah, so it doesn't adjust your thinking. Your eyes actually are part of your brain.
Oh, it doesn't adjust your thinking yet.
But it does. It messes with the neural pathways.
Right. I have an uncorrectable vision problem, and my eyes are constantly trying to see the same thing, and they can't because one eye is sort of warped in a way, like the macula has a sort of a hole in it or whatever, and it has warped my vision in one eye, and there's no way that both eyes can see the same thing. So as a result, my good eye can't see very well because it's constantly trying to figure out what the other eye is doing.
This is why you can't see eye to eye with anybody.
So maybe I'm the one. Maybe I'm the only person that can handle Google's new fantastic technological monocle.
Not only are you a super genius, you're a bionic
seer. So anyway, Nick Starr, a network engineer in Seattle, learned the hard way this month on a visit to the Lost Lake Cafe.
Did he drink his coffee before it was cool?
Did he? A 24-hour diner in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood. According to Starr, he had eaten at the cafe several times while wearing glass, but on his last visit was asked to remove the $1,500 headset or leave. And that's how much these things cost right now, are $1,500. Starr demanded to see a written policy banning glass, but when the server held her ground, he left. I would love an explanation, apology, or clarification, Starr wrote on Facebook. And if the staff member was in the wrong and the lost owner, and lost the owner money last night, and also future income as well, because the guy's not going to go back, that this income be deducted from her pay or her termination.
He's not very forgiving, is he?
Not at all. It turns out that Starr had walked into an establishment owned by one of the more vocal anti-glass restaurateurs. Lost Lake owner David Marinette made headlines in March when he preemptively banned glass from another establishment he owns, Seattle's Five Point Cafe.
Wow, preemptively, so he was thinking about it in advance.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's the problem with glass from this person's point of view? I mean, you're carrying around, basically, the only sort of outward thing is that it's a device that, it doesn't make noise, so it's not like you can talk into a phone, but it doesn't make noise like maybe you can hear somebody's the voice coming in from
uses bone induction,
right.
So no one can hear what you're hearing. For most people, I think that's true anyway.
and it has a camera.
Right, it does have a camera, and it's all totally voice-activated. It doesn't have any real controls on it other than a power button.
Well, you could go upward if you tilt your head upward.
Yeah, there's some motion controls, too. But anyway, I'll let Minera, explain himself, but I have some points on why I think restaurateurs would want nothing to do with this. In a follow-up interview with Forbes, Mirnay said he recently had a staff meeting at Lost Lake telling all servers to ask anyone wearing glass to remove it. It's about privacy, Jason Lejeunesse, I hope I got the right, Mirnay's business partner, told Forbes. It's one thing to take out a camera and capture a moment. People see you doing it. They have a chance to step out if they want. With glass, people don't have a chance to do that. We want our customers to feel comfortable, not like they're being watched. In his Facebook post, Starr, and of course that's the person that got kicked out, or that left, notes that Lost Lake's menu encourages customers to take pictures at the cafe and post them on Instagram. Is wearing glass really all that different? The debate is far from over, and with glass expected to enter mass production next year, it may actually be just beginning.
Yeah, I think that I think there's going to be a huge issue over this, because some people really, that whole I don't want a picture taken of me thing. They got it. It's
sure
got that thing.
I'm really surprised a politician hasn't like preemptively banned this and said, oh, it's not safe for driving or whatever.
There's actually a ticket was given. The first glass ticket was given in California this week,
really?
Too.
Yeah,
it was. So what happened in this circumstance? I don't have the story up in front of me, but the woman was driving along or whatever, got pulled over for doing like 15 over, and allegedly doing 15 over and. When she looked up to look at the police officer, it turned her glass on, because that's what happens. When you look up, glass turns on.
Oh, right, it activates.
So,
right.
Then he's like, ah, you're sitting there, you're watching reruns of when Harry met Sally, while you're driving, and we can't have that. You must have a ticket for, and there's actually a ticket for watching TV while you drive in California.
It's also illegal in West Virginia to wear glass while driving.
Okay. So in this case, she claims it was off, but it got turned on when she looked at the officer, which sounds completely plausible to me.
That sounds good. Maybe it's like a built-in cop block. I don't know. Is the world ready for this?
Yep, it's a good question. Do you have any problems with glass? Are you a supporter? 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company. And this year, I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. 855-453. Give us a call. Talk about whatever's on your mind. Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. Speaking of technology, which we have been here, referring to Google Glass, another technological advance that I think is really going to go somewhere. This isn't really any radical statement. It's pretty obvious if you pay attention. Is that LED lighting is going to be big.
Yes.
And right now, it's kind of difficult for your business to get LED lighting. It's just nobody's doing these massive installs, these commercial installs. Very few people, I should say. And ForceFieldEnergy.com is one of the companies that is doing it. And that's why I think Force Field Energy is poised to make a bunch of money. And it's a good place to invest. WallStreetCheatSheet.com says that LED lighting has a tremendous potential for growth, and that ForceFieldEnergy.com is determined to be a major player. SeekingAlpha.com says that ForceField is in the right industry at the right time, and their potential is immense. So I am recommending ForceFieldEnergy.com, and their ticker symbol is FNRG. They're traded on NASDAQ, so you can get them with any brokerage account. Now, you've got to do your research. All investments have risk. I've done mine, and I think once you've done yours, you'll come to the same conclusion I have, that FNRG, Force Field Energy, is a buy. ForceFieldEnergy.com. So, Brian, you just hate Google Glass.
Yeah, I would recommend LED lighting. I would not recommend Google Glass to anybody.
Brian's so much of a hipster that he hates Google Glass even before it's popular.
Now, I've got to say, I'm a Google Glass fan. I've signed up to be on the list of the explorers. I was chosen to be an explorer. The price tag of $1,500 to be an explorer kind of scared me off. I don't think I'm just not rich enough for this kind of thing, and I think that this is meant for some real techie guys. I just don't have any business. I'm a consumer level user, and I'll wait until they come out next year.
Yeah, so you're saying it's not ready for everybody right now. It's not at the consumer level right now.
It's not. And
sure. How much would you pay for it? If you were paying out of pocket?
A couple few hundred bucks, maybe two
like
or three.
Two or three hundred?
Two or three hundred.
Okay, so it's really got a way to come down before you're interested.
Yeah, I mean, if it was a little more than that, I might be able to be talked into it. But, you've got to hook it up to your cell phone. You've got to have one of these, these big cell phone plans. The apps really aren't there yet. A lot of it is these explorers are meant to be developers who are making the apps themselves. That's the reason they trotted this thing out.
Yeah,
right.
they get to pay for the privilege, too.
Well, yeah. Well,
but maybe they'd make more than $1,500 for developing an app for it. It's worth it.
All the rage right now is cell phones in your watch. I've got no use for this.
I think that's a waste, too. These smartwatches,
it's just
terrible
people
idea.
Watching too much Inspector Gadget.
Dick Tracy.
I have no interest in that. But what is it about Google Glass that you don't dig, Brian?
I can certainly...
By the way, the Sovereign Tech podcast, let's plug that real quick.
Oh, sure. I talked about Google Glass in this week's episode, episode 51, because there's over 50 episodes of Sovereign Tech now. That's SOVRYNTech.com. It's a show all about science and technology and how it can set you free. But it talks about all sorts of things, even more than that sometimes.
You had a great rant about Google Glass.
I appreciate you saying that.
Yep.
Yeah, it was good. So if you want to keep abreast...
I want to keep one of those. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Sure. If you want to keep abreast of what's going on in technology, I totally recommend checking out Sovereign Tech. As far as my problems with Google Glass, they're pretty numerous. First off, is that when a company comes up with a product, the initial thing I want them to do is to give me value. And I want someone to explain to me the value of what Google Glass does. Now, I will readily admit, that this will be so useful to doctors, to repairmen, to all, so that you can have like the manual right in front of your face at a certain time, or to doctors, so where when they're doing open heart surgery, they're not looking off to the right side, to look at that screen over there, and so that they can really concentrate. I think that's wonderful. In professional fields, I can really see Google Glass having some tremendous use. But outside of that, it serves zero purpose.
Haven't you seen the commercial for it? They get this commercial. The guy wakes up. He puts on his Google Glass. It tells him what the weather's like. You know,
and his cell phone can't do that?
Well, it could, but it won't put it right on your face.
I don't know. I've seen people walking around. It's pretty good up to their face.
Don't you want a heads-up display of all the information the world has to offer? And won't Google Glass do that?
I mean, but like the last thing I want to do is have something on my face. Like, I don't know why, but it feels like an impediment to personal freedom.
You've got a
to
beautiful
me.
Face. Brian doesn't have that to say.
Whoa. I agree. I am nowhere near as luscious looking as you are, Mark. Okay.
I'm old and going to seed.
But
I'm turning the cam on Stephanie now.
Okay. Oh, you're like a fine wine.
Yeah, right.
Where's the compliments about me? You're my girlfriend.
What's
that
being mean? Oh, you're like a fine wine, cranky and mean.
Yeah. anyway, my main concern, of course, yes, I am concerned about the lack of attention that will come from just like constantly having this feed of information in your face. Like, I can only imagine some of these people, like, that watch the Bitcoin price. I mean, they're gonna have a heart attack while they're just walking down the street because it's just going up and down, up and down. They're gonna see.
Like last week we talked about Facebook ruining relationships, or a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, like, some, you know, lovers are trying to have a conversation and then, you know, one of them's wearing Google Glass and it's like, oh, wait, the Bitcoin price just changed. Hold on a second, honey.
Well, that's the problem, too, is that you're sitting there talking with somebody, and how could you possibly have someone's undivided attention? You know what I mean? I want to connect with somebody. How can I be connecting with them with who knows what they've got going on?
Although, to be fair, people do make the same arguments about smartphones.
Yeah, but you can put the smartphone, like, down and away. Yeah.
You can know when somebody's not connecting with you with a smartphone, right?
Yeah.
You can know when you've lost your audience, whereas with the Google Glass, it's going to be the cues are going to be much more subtle. The eyes are going to be shifted off to the side. There'll be a nod of the head.
Yeah.
Now, I thought an interesting one with where they were talking about this is science fiction into the future, predicting the world with Google Glass and things like that.
Okay.
Where they have these, like, life achievements and, you know, it was just a variety of life achievements. And you can imagine if there's people creating achievements, there'd be all kinds of achievements.
All right.
Some of them perverse, right? And then so, you know, like, she finds out that he has this
he has the Mile High Club achievement. How'd that happen?
Cha-ching! You know, goes off in your head.
Yeah, that's pretty good. But, I mean, now, achievements is a whole other thing, because I think in video games, achievements are just one of the worst ideas in history. But, anyway, you know,
I had an epic post on Facebook. I said, epic side achievement, kill a gopher with a 50-caliber air rifle. No one has done this. I mean, the amount of people that have killed a gopher with a 50-caliber air rifle is really, really small.
You should get a merit badge for that, Mark.
That's
what it is. It's a digital merit badge.
All right. Now, my main problem isn't so much the fact that you're just, like, constantly interfaced with technology, because, you know, I like that smartphones really, like, I mean, they almost make you transhuman.
Yeah.
Okay? In that they allow you to connect with people in so many different ways. My problem is this camera that's just going all over the place. And with recent stories coming out that the FBI can activate cameras just by you logging into your email account. No, well, I don't want this at all.
So you're afraid that the nefarious use of the camera, is that your concern?
Yeah, the nefarious and the not-so-nefarious. I mean, people are bad enough with taking pictures.
855 450 free.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453-FREE. Said it wrong. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Live Sunday edition with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever it is you want to talk about here. We've been talking about Google Glass, transhumanism, the larger topic of humans slowly turning into cyborgs of their own volition.
Yeah.
Brian's not having it.
No.
And, you know, different people's thoughts on that. I think it's interesting. I like the idea of Google Glass because I like the options it sort of gives one in life. But I guess I can see the other sides of this, too. One thing I'm not going to give up, I can tell you, coffee. Not going to do it. Not giving up coffee. So, what I have found, though, is that there's a better way to drink coffee, and that's by getting coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. The BuzzBox brand, what they do is they have the best taste, best of the best coffee, right? You know, high-end premium coffee. You can get that anywhere. What you can't get is high-end premium coffee that's raised in a sustainable fashion, that's completely moral, where people's land and livelihood isn't washed away as a result. Well, the way coffee's grown many times, this sun-grown coffee, it's a hybrid that gives you much worse in your stomach, gives you that acid reflux feeling. instead of, you know, what that does is it causes people to cut down trees, and of course the topsoil gets washed away. Instead of shade grown, as coffee's meant to be, which is in a completely sustainable fashion, it allows people to build generation upon generation the kind of wealth that it takes. It took hundreds of years for the United States' level of sustainability and freedom to reach where it did. Yeah, there are bumps along the way, but people should be able to have that that chance for growth. And you can help them get it and help us help them with 100 World Vision financed microloans. So go get the coffee. We've got a free pound for you there. Go try it out. You can cover shipping. For more information, go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones here. Tyrone calling in from Georgia. Tyrone, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Mark, Stephanie, and Brian. Am I clear? I have a slight cold.
Yeah. There's a little sort of burble on the line from some kind of, I don't know if it's a cell phone or Skype or whatever.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to call and say that I really, really, really love the chemistry on the Sunday show. Now, don't get me wrong, I love every day because I listen every day, but the chemistry of the Sunday show is just something that, it's just fun to hear Mark laughs on the space show. He doesn't laugh any other time of the week.
I laugh on the inside at the end.
Oh, thank you, Tyrone.
And here I was going to fire Brian tonight.
What?
You know, a lot of people say this, Tyrone. I get more emails on the Sunday show, good and bad, than any other show. I think people probably realize at this point after 11 years that Ian and I are, you know, we're down like two flat tires, and it's not going to change. So, you know, some people will say things they like and things they dislike about the Sunday show. Mostly it's Brian's position on guns,
yes,
which I'm not entirely sure of what that is exactly, but he's not fond of them. Other than that, I'm not sure. So, yeah, I get a lot of feedback that way. People tend to agree with you, Tyrone.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that, Tyrone. I really do. Thank you.
And the thing is, because I'm not a nice person at all. And seeing people get along and laughing together is just something that fascinates me. I just enjoy it. And I'm watching you right now. I'm watching the three of you right now. And it's just
that's right. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com and watch us like Tyrone is.
Yeah, we hope you feel better, Tyrone. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. And speaking of Skype, I should mention that you can call in on Skype by... Well, first you have to have sent us a contact request on Skype. That's really easy. You go to LRN, you just type in LRN.FM, we'll come up, you send a contact request, we'll approve it, usually within a few moments, just depending on how quickly we see it. Then you can call in on Skype. The audio is it's crystal clear. I guess it depends on your setup on your end, but on our end it can be really nice depending on how things go, so it's another good way to go in. So, anyway, you know, as far as what Tyrone says, I'd like to mention this is it's been a while, and I probably should look at the numbers again, but I looked at the numbers in March 2013, and the Sunday show was the most downloaded show of all the shows, of all of Free Talk Live's weekly shows. Not by a lot. It wasn't it was by a nose, but I think that says something when you have a team that is much younger than the bread and butter team, you know, of Free Talk Live's.
We're not really younger. We've just been not doing it as long, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about the team being younger.
Right. Oh, I see.
Yeah, specifically. And, yeah, I mean, another thing about it is that the Sunday show isn't on nearly as many radio stations as the other shows, so it has this maturity issue in that way, too. It's only been around for a couple of years as opposed to the other six nights a week where Ian and I have done a show together for 11 years or something. So,
but we're huge in Japan.
Right.
Yes.
Well, we're big on the internet. Right. Like, I think that it's fair to say the Sunday show, we're big on the internet.
Yeah, it's true.
So there you go. And I don't need, we don't need the stroking. I think that's a boring way to do radio personally.
Speak for yourself.
Well, okay. So Stephanie.
Hey, I love it. Yeah. Please.
All right, we were talking about Google Glass. Right.
Yeah. The thing I like about Google Glass is this is just that much more integrated into your brain. I want my smartphone in my brain. I understand it's a superpower to be able to have a small object, a communicator device, that I can type in some information and come up with the answer. Somebody asked me today, well, who's the director of the 100 Night Shelter here in Keene, New Hampshire? And I realize so many times that the answer 10 years ago was, I don't know. But the answer today is, give me a moment, and I'll tell you the answer.
That for you.
Right. And you pull it out. Well, this person that I was dealing with, hippie type, doesn't have a smartphone by any means, couldn't use it if she did. So I was able to quickly come up with an answer. This is a superpower. I am Brainiac from the 1980s. And that's what I love, and I want it faster. I want to be completely integrated in my brain, and I want to know even faster what the
answer
is.
You know, I want to bring this point up. This is maybe a little off topic, but I don't think it is. In that, this sounds like the dishwasher syndrome.
Dishwasher syndrome,
right.
All right.
Because the reason everybody jumped on dishwashers is because, oh, it saves me so much time. Who's got more time today? Nobody has more time today. And I think, quite frankly, when you put on Google Glass, again, it's not adding any value to your quality of life. It's a gimmick product. That I understand what you're saying, Mark. You know, now it's nice that you can just get that information at your fingertips. I think that's great. 10 years ago, I didn't have that problem. You know, somebody asked me, I didn't say I don't know. I had an answer.
Oh, I'd wing it.
No.
Well, I was going to say, wouldn't it be faster just to remember the answer in your mind? Like,
it's faster.
Your brain is the best computer of all.
You can't remember everything, and every smart person that's good at remembering stuff has said, I can't remember this. I mean, I want to have memorized the whole Raven poem from the start to finish. And I've never done it. I've just never gotten...
Yeah. It's true. Okay, and when you write stuff down or when you can look stuff up, it frees up your mind bandwidth, I guess, to concentrate on other things.
'Twas in the bleak December.
But I disagree with this because, there was a study done that, like, that people just don't know phone numbers anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now everybody says, okay, good, I don't have to think about the phone numbers, but I'm not seeing people making smarter decisions, or I'm not seeing people, like, learning important stuff instead. What are they filling their heads with? So, you know what I mean? If it's not phone numbers, they're not replacing it with something beneficial.
But there's no reason why you should know a phone number if you have, like, okay.
Yes,
so
there is. If you get arrested and you have one phone call, you better know a phone number.
It's pretty rare. So, yeah, if you get arrested and you don't know trigonometry, you can't do it on the wall of the cell. And I remember in trig class, Mrs. C-Card or whatever her name was, said, you're not going to have a calculator with you all the time. And the lies! I have a calculator with me constantly now.
Yeah.
Call it a smartphone. Why in the world would I want to know?
It's true.
Keep my brain full of extraneous information.
But this is a nonsense excuse that you get to free up your mind for other things. What? To know what the character did in season 3 of Game of Thrones? Oh, because that matters.
Your brain should be useful for what you're doing at the moment, and you should allocate brain resources to things that remember better. My smartphone remembers better than I do. I disagree.
I disagree.
It's an interesting brain exercise to remember stuff.
Lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Did your pigs get loose in the studio? Wow.
Might be a pig's uncle, or the uncle might, the pig might be your uncle.
I didn't have the computer on silent, so I'm not exactly sure what I was hearing there. So, nonetheless, I should have had that button pushed. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live, or you can Skype in at lrn.fm. And if you're doing any camping, hunting, survival, or shooting, I was out on a hike with my coworker here on Saturday, and we saw some hunters out. They had their gear, the little gizmos, and all that stuff. You can get all those things, except for the ATV and the pickup trucks and the trailer, at manventureoutpost.com, where you can get the lowest prices on the name brands for handguns, long guns, ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, hiking equipment. They've got it all at manventureoutpost.com, and they're family-owned. You can go get the best prices and check for yourself. Do a little comparison shopping, because I think you're going to be, your mind will be set at ease at that point. This is why ManVenture's been around so long with Free Talk Live, is because, you know, Free Talk Live listeners appreciate a good deal. ManVentureOutpost.com. Let's go to Joe, calling in from Virginia. Listen on the TuneIn app. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to say real quick that organic shade-grown coffee.
Yes.
Best stuff I've ever drank.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
It makes a difference.
Wow.
And well, another thing about coffee, because the reason you'd want organic is, as I understand it, coffee is an extremely absorbent crop, just behind tobacco, and you're ingesting it. So in a lot of countries, I'm not for government mandates, but one thing's for sure, leaded gas in the exhaust, the lead comes out, and over time, the lead gets into the soil.
Yep.
It gets into the soil, it goes into the coffee, and is that what you want to drink? Because I hear it makes you dumb.
Yep.
All right,
that's all I needed to say.
Appreciate it, Joe. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. Let's take
Aaron, calling in on Skype. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mark. I was calling in about Bitcoin again. And you had I had a comment about the blockchain size. And the system is, to keep it down, is the transactions are limited to 1 meg per 10 minutes. There was a guy who was mentioning how if Bitcoin were to come over the entire world, I guess, and become a reserve currency, the number of transactions it would need to handle would be enormous, make it into petabytes and whatever exabytes. But if you think about the Federal Reserve controlling the United States dollars, the Federal Reserve doesn't handle every transaction. We have these things called banks, and in the traditional sense, that's where you keep your money. And banks have a really good way of handling all the transactions for their customers. And then in between banks, the Federal Reserve has their checking system, their transfer system, where you can transfer money around. So if you look, you'll see already that Mt. Gox and Coinbase will handle in-house transactions from one account within their service to another account for free instantly. You don't have to wait for the blockchain to update as long as it's a Mt. Gox account or a Coinbase account.
So you're drawing a parallel to transactions happening off the Bitcoin blockchain to these banks that transfer money within the bank from one account to another. Is that right?
Correct. So instead of seeing Visa accepted here, you might in the future see Mt. Gox accepted here or Coinbase.
Yeah, and you know, that could be a solution. I agree with you there. However, there is kind of an issue with that, which is that if a merchant or if a so-called bank like Coinbase, let's just say, is doing off-blockchain transactions from like one Coinbase account to another, that is sort of a centralizing force. What that means is that Coinbase is actually storing all those Bitcoins from anyone who keeps Bitcoins in Coinbase in kind of like a pool, and then they're kind of keeping track of who has that many Bitcoins. And so the vulnerability there is if something happens to Coinbase, then all of their Bitcoins could get stolen or whatever, or they could have some shady accounting or whatever, like they're in control of your Bitcoins. So, I mean, but it is one solution to scalability is off-blockchain transactions with a trusted party, as long as you trust them, which a lot of Bitcoiners don't because they're libertarians.
There's also protocols that could be added on to Bitcoin, one of them like being MasterCoin, where essentially it works like this banking system that Aaron's describing. And, you know, then you could work that stuff out, and it wouldn't be like an issue where, you know, the rest of the blockchain doesn't know what's going on because it's happening in a different protocol that's still, you know, remoras on the shark of Bitcoin, you know, without a problem. You know, and there's altcoins that are looking into solving this issue too, like ProtoShares and BitShares, you know, that with Invictus Innovations,
but
they're doing that too.
As I understand it, though, the Bitcoin network is not saturated with transactions yet. I mean, it could be at some point.
Not yet.
Right, but he's saying if they suddenly got mass adopted.
Yeah, but
it can only handle about 7 transactions per second, and right now we're at 1 transaction per second. So it has to have a 7-fold increase in transactions to be saturated.
Well, there's a couple of solutions. I mean, one of them is actually the transaction fees. So this is something that isn't talked about quite a lot with Bitcoin because people like to say, well, there's an optional transaction fee or there's no fees. But you actually do pay a small transaction fee usually when you send a Bitcoin transaction.
With small, you're talking like a penny.
Yeah, like 1 to 10 cents usually.
Well, but that prioritizes it. If it gets saturated, then there will be competition to the point that would drive up the price unless there's a way to alleviate that. So it would drive up the price of alternate coins to do off blockchain transactions maybe and then trade into Bitcoin later.
Right. What I was going to say is, you know, that problem could kind of take care of itself because if at least some of the transactions that are taking up bandwidth, let's just call it on the Bitcoin network right now, are small transactions or are sort of low priority transactions, or maybe some people might call them spam even, although that's
frivolous,
kind of a value.
Frivolous transactions.
Yeah, although that is kind of a value judgment because, you know, what if it's somebody buying a cup of coffee in India or something like that? We don't want to shut those people out.
But coin mixers do that in massive quantities. They have all these tiny little transactions.
They have tons of little transactions. So, yeah, I mean, the pricing mechanism for transaction fees could kind of take care of this problem. Or, like you mentioned, maybe some people will go to altcoins to transfer funds because, most altcoins have a very similar mechanism to Bitcoin in terms of...
But that doesn't solve the problem of the terabytes and petabytes of information as far as the transaction...
The blockchain?
The blockchain goes.
It depends on... Well, I mean, it's capped at 1 meg per 10 minutes, so at the current growth rate, if you have, I guess, trimming involved, and you can also compress it. So, like, each block is derived from the previous block. So you don't need to have the entire thing all the time to get back what you had already done.
Yeah, I hear. So let's just kind of step down for a minute for people who aren't too familiar with this. Bitcoin transactions are all recorded on a public ledger called the blockchain. So anybody can see Bitcoins that have ever been moved from any Bitcoin address to any other Bitcoin address.
Which is what's taking up these gigabytes and terabytes and petabytes of information.
Right,
well,
yeah. It's not just yet.
Right,
yeah,
but
it's on
what
the gigabytes.
Yeah, it's on the gigabytes right now.
Right. So people are concerned that this ledger is just going to grow unmanageably large and computer, like, internet bandwidth to download it and storage space is not going to keep up with the size of the blockchain. There are a number of solutions proposed to that. Some people say, okay, well, we got to change the block size. Some people say, well, you know, a lot of the blockchain could be hosted up to a certain point on, like, on servers that people could connect to or whatever. And, you know, maybe those solutions, I think some people fear, could be centralizing. You know, like, if only a few people have copies of the Bitcoin blockchain, right, then, you know, maybe some of those old transactions, there could be a little more incentive for funny business, right? If only a few people have a copy of, like, the first few pages of the Bitcoin ledger,
right?
You know,
right.
So, I mean, I just think it's a problem that we're going to be faced with soon, and there are already solutions in the works, like we mentioned, like the transaction fees and.
Well, so yes, every time Bitcoin has this run up, there's always this conversation about it's an unsustainable technology. And the fact is, so far, Bitcoin's delivered in every way it says it's going to deliver. And I pay attention when people say this, but it has been said every time. And what I've found is that, you know, the developers of Bitcoin, these really intelligent sort of cryptographic geniuses that are out there, they can address the issue. They can morph the technology, through the open.
Bitcoin is still in beta, don't forget. It's version 0.8, so, you know.
So I don't know. I have high hopes for the currency, but I don't see it crashing and burning tomorrow.
There are lots of people thinking about scalability, but, you know, if you have ideas, you can tell us too.
Aaron, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on Bitcoin are welcome. Is it the next big thing, or is it a flash in the pan? Beanie Babies. Is it Beanie Babies?
Is it baseball cards?
Seriously.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass, suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations, to signing petitions, to writing your representatives, to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
You hear that rattle, kid? It's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.